Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 24. It's not the food. Mark chapter 7, verse 9 through to verse 19. Food can be trouble. We overindulge and are left feeling bloated. We worry about our health and try to balance our diet. We fret about our weight and rein in our consumption advised by the experts. Our mind becomes distressed and we don't eat enough, or even bring back up what we've already eaten. In these and other ways, food can be trouble. But it's not just the practicalities of food which upset us. Our conscience can be triggered too. How's this food been produced? Was it done ethically? Or, if we're religious, am I allowed by the rules to eat this? In Mark chapter 7, we see a society where religion is a big factor in food anxiety. Some animals have to be off the menu, or you've crossed the line of decency. But Jesus steps forward and radically throws those dietary rules to one side, giving his Jewish friends and followers permission to eat more peacefully. To understand why he does this, think about some of the food stresses we have. Apart from worries about best before dates and hygiene, a number of our concerns aren't about the food at all. They're actually about us. We wind ourselves up about our misuse of food, that we eat too much or prefer what's unhealthy. Alongside that, we also have fears for others that they're not eating enough due to mental distress or illness or obsession. We have food anxieties which are not actually about the food, but about our problematic desires, our lack of control, our wayward thoughts, our difficult emotions. Well, Jesus' point to his disciples is in a similar vein. The old religious rules of his society were given by God long before through a famous leader called Moses. But they weren't focused on hygiene. The rules were part of a package of control given by God to the nation of Israel. And what exactly was he looking to control? Them. The people Moses had to lead had rebellious tendencies. God had done them so much good, but they just kept pushing him away and doing their own thing, which was often pretty wicked. They ignored and abused God in horrible ways. So God gave them rules to restrain their wayward and delinquent behaviour. Now, there's not time in a short talk like this to explain how these rules, including the ones about food, achieve this. That would need lots of detail. But you know the basic idea. If somebody can't control their behaviour, you limit their life options. For example, we do just that with criminals, by putting them in prison and telling them where they'll sleep, what they'll do each day, and what they'll eat. Their lives come under the discipline of strict rules. God did that to ancient Israel because of their deeply troubled lifestyles. But let's be clear. Those people from long ago were not unique in how they'd gone wrong. They only displayed what's true of all of us. The human race in every place and every time has ignored and abused God. And we still do. We break the patterns he designed us to live by. We reinvent him in our own image, with our own religions and our own philosophies. We ignore him as the final judge of our lives, leading us to mistreat others in small and large ways, believing no one will ever call us to account. The human race has done terrible things during its history. All of us have some nasty habits of thought, word or action which spoil our world. And these things can be traced back to a single source. That we are rebels against our Maker. Jesus points this out to his hearers. And he does so by noting how their religion has invented ways to break the very laws God gave them through Moses. Not just on food, but in far more profound ways, like abusing parents. So they really need to see that their biggest problems are not outside them, but inside, in their attitudes, their thoughts, their hearts. So why does Jesus then relax some of their rules? If the problem is still there, and in that sense they haven't changed, don't the people need them still? No, because Jesus has come to make the change that's needed, to save us from ourselves. How? Firstly, by granting God's forgiveness for our wickedness, a forgiveness which can't be found anywhere else. Secondly, by profoundly changing us to live differently, a change which can't be achieved in any other way. Why can Jesus make these offers? Because he is God's eternal Son. What do you think? How often do you think about food? Probably a lot more often than you think about God. But Jesus says to you, you really shouldn't. The trouble you're in with God is far bigger and more serious than your food worries or any other worries that you have. Isn't it time to give him your attention? Thanks for watching. You can now hear a recording of the passage in Mark's Gospel that I've been talking about. I hope you'll listen to it, ponder the true story, and maybe pray to talk to God about your thoughts. I also hope you'll come back for the next video.
Mark 7, verses 9 to 19. And Jesus said to them, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honour your father and your mother,' and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is korban,' that is a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean." After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, and then out of his body." In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean.